today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all very much for choosing IRIB to listen to. This is today's special. Dear brothers and sisters in faith, the calendar tells us that today is Tuesday, the 7th of Shawwal, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Khordad, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of June, 2019, of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Dear believers, we are going to recite together the recitation of verse number 18 of chapter Az-Zumar.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب.
Who listen to speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones Allah has guided, and those are people of understanding.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The faithful servants of Allah select the best from amongst all the words and follow the same and act upon it. It is worthy of note that as per the blessed verse, those following divine guidance are solely considered to be amongst such people as men of understanding solely belong to such people. It makes a reference to the fact that such people are outwardly and inwardly guided. In other words, they are outwardly guided through intellect and understanding, and inwardly through divine light and assistance. Such truth-seeking freethinkers may solely take pride in the twain.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Dear believers, we have been talking about what happens after Ramadan and what are we supposed to do as Muslim believers to upkeep what we have gained during this blessed month. We're going to talk a little bit about that now, inshallah. Even though Ramadan has ended, we all have to make sure it stays with us. How, might you ask? Everyone knows that Ramadan lasts for only 29 or 30 wonderful days. This special month is a time to get closer to Allah the Almighty physically and mentally, and we have to take care not to lose this closeness to Allah. We know that Ramadan is a very special time in our lives. In addition to the obvious, fasting from sunrise to sunset, we must also abstain from so many other things. One added bonus that comes with fasting is that we actually learn to be more kind to those around us. Since we strive to strengthen our bodies with both the physical and mental power that we need to complete our fasts, let us take that step further and make it last throughout the year. It takes real devotion to Allah to fast for His sake only.
Thank you.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In these episodes, we are going to be concerned with how to preserve the spiritual gainings of the month Ramadan. Now, we find that reciting the Holy Quran throughout the month Ramadan, as well as on other days of the year, adds to the spiritual strength and spiritual socialization of people. Because of this, we find that the pious people, especially those mystics, usually recommend other people, other wayfarers in the course of Islamic mystical journeys to keep on reciting the Holy Quran, performing Salat at the prime time, and being really faithful, both in terms of their own relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as their relations with other people. At the same time, we find that Satan isn't oblivious of us. Satan usually seeks some opportunities in order to come along and in order to do his seductions. And we find that satanic temptations are always at work. Pious leaders and mystics usually maintain that Satan is more active regarding pious people, because those pious people have already said a very big no to Satan, but Satan finds it his mission to mislead other people. So from this we can conclude that if a true and devout Muslim says no to Satan throughout the whole year, in fact, he or she has continued the same spiritual training and spiritual practices that he used to do throughout the month Ramadan.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Steps to help you form a new habit. The trigger that causes us to begin the action, the actual action, and the result which either rewards or punishes us. When this is reaped consistently, our brain can set it into an automated mode, and after time, that action becomes a habit. This is why breaking a bad habit can be so difficult. We train our mind to automatically expect a certain routine. During Ramadan, we are continuously choosing positive actions and often on a schedule, thus reinforcing the behavior into a habit. A study on habits showed that 43% of our actions are performed daily and usually in the same context, which makes the power of habit really important to our productivity and creativity.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Some parts of Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq. In order to achieve the behavioral excellence, man needs to overcome his base and selfish attributes and cultivate noble qualities. In this dua, the Imam specifies these qualities and shows how we can try to inculcate them in ourselves. Taken as a lesson in akhlaq, the dua is a wonderful program for those who wish to excel in good manners.
Oh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، وأبدلني من بغضة أهل الشنآن المحبة، ومن حسدي أهل البغي المودة، ومن ظنة أجل الصلاح الثقة، ومن عداوة الأدنين الولاية، ومن عقوق ذوي الأرحام المبرة، ومن خذلان الأقربين النصرة، ومن حب المدارين تصحيح المقام، ومن رد الملابسين كرم العشرة، ومن مرارة خوف الظالمين حلاوة الأمنة.
O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Replace for me the enmity of the people of hatred with love, the jealousy of the rebellious people with affection, the suspicion of the virtuous people with confidence, the enmity of the close ones with friendship, the disrespect of relatives to devotion, the desertion of the close ones with help, the attachment of flatterers with reformed regard, the rejection of associates with good behavior, and the bitterness of the fear of oppressors with the sweetness of security.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya
A true moral action must both be good externally, outside of you, and have a good intention. Hence, if an action is in the displeasure of Allah, the Exalted, then it is not moral at all. It is not moral. As we stated, taqwa is a primary virtue, which was a self-restraint due to awareness of Allah, avoiding of sins. It is a primary virtue. As well as ubudiyah follows it, servitude follows it. Sadly, we see much in business that it is built on deceptions and cheating, and lust and greed dominate the thoughts of many people. Alas, in our own error, many are immoral, and its effects usurp the rights of parents, elders, teachers, spouses, and community as a whole, and even of one's own selves. It's even usurping the right of our own selves. That is the rights of the self we find mentioned in Risalat al-Hukuk by Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, which I encourage you to read. There is a nice section on rights of on ourselves, as well as rights of others and the rights of Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, thank you very much for staying with us. We hope that inshallah you follow us in our coming programs. We are broadcasted every day from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special. Until another one, may the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.